This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Elizabeth Pisani. Her book's called Indonesia, etc. Elizabeth, you met fishermen also. Talk about that sort of community.
So the fishing community is an interesting one because the men very often go away for days and nights at a time. Amazing. I was up in the Sangir Islands, which is in the far northeast, very close to the Philippines. And these guys are going out on dugout logs, and they have built a little bamboo platform sticking out the side, and they've got a little tarpaulin, which is about, 2 foot by 4 foot, and they've put a little kitchen in a box, and they go out for 4 or 5 days in the rainy season with waves that are several meters high, and they're fishing for tuna. And they do it with a donut-shaped piece of wood that they wrap around their arm and ordinary fishing line that they run around their hand. And with that and a little hook that looks like the back of one of my earrings, they come up with tuna that weigh up to 70 kilos.
Whoa, 70 kilos. That'd be 150 pounds. That's a lot for a little dugout canoe. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Elizabeth Pisani. Esther's calling in from Fort Worth in Texas. Esther, thanks for your call.
Great show. Really enjoying this. Thank you so much, Rick.
You bet.
Well, my question for you, you obviously have a lot of business and professional connections throughout the country, but for women in general, do you, A, think it's safe for a solo female traveler, or would you suggest having a travel companion? And also any suggestions in terms of area customs that women should be aware of?
I have traveled for 25 years, but this last trip, I was completely by myself for 13 months and in some pretty extraordinary situations. And I never felt in any way threatened, concerned, almost actually the reverse. People go out of their way to make sure that you're okay. Of course, that presupposes that you treat other people with respect. You know, I don't go around in shorts and sleeveless tank tops. And, I try to follow local customs. So I don't drink alcohol in public in areas where the other women, in heavily Muslim areas where other women are not drinking. I don't smoke in public where other women are not smoking. But as long as you keep your eyes in your head and notice what everyone else is doing and don't do anything that's dramatically different from that, you won't offend, and people will be taking care of you.
Esther, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Great show. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.